Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Anybody remember the manna test? What did he say? Go out and get it. Don't save it. Don't save it. So what'd they do? They saved it. Then he said, on the sixth day, you'll gather twice as much and you can save it the sixth day, but don't go out on the Sabbath to get some. So what'd they do?
They
went to get it. Basically, whatever he said don't do, they did it. When he said do it, they wouldn't do it. Now you're laughing. But do you know how many people in the world are just that way? But that's not the big question. The big question is, are you that way? Right? You can't control everybody else. Are you that way? Am I that way? Why? Because it puts you in a place where you can't be helped. I know that's a giant statement, but I just quoted scriptures to you. If you harden your heart, you stiffen your neck, you won't listen, then you can be destroyed without remedy. What does that mean? There's no fix. There's no cure. Oh, but if you'll humble yourself, right? Jesus said, come learn of me. I'm meek and lowly of heart. You'll find rest to your souls. I don't know how you grew up. I don't know your previous influences. I do know this. If you want it to go well with you, we started talking about that. What did that scripture say? It's talked about children, obey your parents, went on to say, honor your father and mother. Why? Because the first thing you're supposed to be learning in life is how to obey and how to show respect. Your parents don't have to be perfect for you to learn this lesson. If you don't learn it, if you don't learn submission and obedience and respect, it will not go well with you, and you'll probably be cut off before your time. Are we looking at scriptures?
Yes.
So people are proud of how stubborn they are and how they don't have to listen to anybody. And you don't. You don't have to listen to anybody, but it will cost you. Oh, it will cost you. And the ones that experience the blessing are the believers. And believers keep their faith high and strong by listening to the Holy Spirit, right? And when He directs you and prompts you, you don't argue, you obey. Is obedience still a very good thing? Oh, it's so important. It's protection. It's blessing. If the Lord deals with you to do something, obey quickly, not having to understand. It can save you from so many things. Just obey. Help your neighbor out and say, just obey. Just obey. Obey. Thank you, Lord. We are not to let this pervasive spirit of disobedience influence us. It's all around you. And all the secular TV shows are full of it. They're full of defiance and rebellion and disrespect and disobedience. It's feeding people through the internet, through the music. Popular music is just full of defiance and rebellion, disobedience. Why? That's the spirit of the prince of the power of the air. That's the spirit of the God of this world. That's what he's influencing. And anybody that will push that, he will help promote them to fame. It'll destroy them on the way, but he wants to use them while he can to get his message out. What's his message? You don't have to listen to anybody People don't realize that is the nature of the devil himself. That's what got him where he is. That's what's going to put him in the lake of fire. And everybody that chooses him instead of God going to wind up right there with him. Somebody say, not me.
Not me.
By the grace of God.
Not me.
I'm not defiant.
I'm not rebellious.
I'm not disobedient. That means you bow your knee to the headship of Jesus. Amen. You submit yourself. And how many understand that's the prerequisite for making the devil get out of your case? Isn't that what it says? Let's go there and look at it again. Somebody might not know. James, 4th chapter. Thank you, Lord. Keep coming back. We'll get to Deuteronomy 28. We started in it, right? We started in it. We're making progress. James 4 and verse 6. It says, but he, God, gives more grace. With enough of God's grace, you can get free from anything. You can recover from anything. You can. How many believe this? I'm not just talking, huh? How many believe the grace of God is awesome?
Yes.
When you say grace, you're saying way more than you even know you're saying. What is His grace? It's all of His ability. It's all of His help. It's all of His strength that He just gives to you as a free gift. If you just said it like that, would you believe with enough of His help, you can overcome any addiction, any failure, any deficiency with enough of His help? You might have floundered and failed at it for 500 times, but the Spirit of God can quicken you and put strength in you and open up your heart and mind and give you help, and next time you don't yield to it. Next time you're free. Do you believe with enough of His grace, with enough of His help, even though something seems like a miracle too great to try to believe for, all you need is some more help from Him. Is that right? With more grace from Him, you can receive anything. You can overcome anything with enough help from Him. But who's going to get this help? I tell you who's not going to get it. The proud, the defiant, the stubborn, the disobedient. The world is proud of these qualities. They're proud that they're proud. They're proud that nobody can tell them what to do. Just shows how this pervasive spirit is all over the world. You and I are to be radically different. We're to be like our Master. He said, learn of me. I'm meek. I'm meek. He said, God resists the proud, but He gives grace to the humble. If you're being hard-headed, you're not being humble. If you're being defiant, you're not being humble. You're refusing to listen, you're not being humble. There are times, more than just once in your lifetime too, times when you need to say, I'm sorry, I was wrong. No excuse, I was wrong. I repent. You need to humble yourself before God. Sometimes before people. You're right. I was wrong. I should have listened. I'm changing it right now. Don't make any excuses. Just repent. Why? Because that causes grace, help to flow to you.
Amen.
Come on, can you see that?
Amen.
It'll give you favor with the people you're talking to. It'll help you to make the change. But if you get defiant, you get attitude, you blame everybody else, you won't get any help. And without God's help, you won't make it. God resists the proud, but He gives grace to the humble. Anybody want grace? I'm telling you, you want grace. You want lots and lots of grace. You want more grace. And the Bible said He gives more grace. But who does He give it to? Not the proud. He resists the proud. You don't come to Him with attitude, acting like He owes you something. Tell him you'll do it if you want to. You won't if you don't. Well, you're on your own, dummy. It's going to be hard. You're going to find out the hard way. But if you'll be teachable, if you'll be directable, correctable, if you'll humble yourself, be willing to obey, admit it when you're wrong, repent, grace will flow to you. Help will flow to you. Favor will come to you from the throne of grace. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And with enough help from Him, you can overcome anything. You can recover from anything. You can receive any miracle with enough help from Him. Verse 7, what comes next? After receiving this grace, do what? Submit yourself. Now here's the thing. Nobody's going to make you do this.
That's right.
Nobody can make you do this. You're the only one who can submit yourself. If you don't do it, it's not going to happen. None of this will make me act right. We can't. Make me do it. God's not going to make you do it. We're not supposed to try to make you do it. You have to bring yourself to and submit yourself under God and those He tells you to. Submit yourselves. Who's going to do it? You're the only one that can. You are submitting yourself. Nobody's making you do this. You're coming voluntarily. You initiated this. You're submitting yourself to Him. Then what can happen? When you give God His place over you, you take your place under Him, and no defiance, then the devil has to take his place under you. Oh, hallelujah, because he's been placed under the Lord's feet. And when you're giving God His place over you and you resist the devil, that's why he flees. He has no choice. Because of where you're at under God, he has to flee. He has to leave. When he's trying to bring the curse in your life that you've been redeemed from, you're not obeying to keep the law, but you do want to obey God to keep your faith. And when you're humbling yourself and obeying, you're in a position of power. You're in a position to tell the devil to get out of your house.
Amen.
And he has to go.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen. To take his hands off of your child. Amen. And he has to go. Amen. To take his hands off of your finances. And he has to go. Amen. Has to. Amen. Has to. Amen. Has to. Somebody say glory to God.
Glory,
glory to God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.